Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 31st of December 1970. In order to attain both rights, that of a world benefactor and of being a self-ruler and ruler of the future world, you especially need the power to transform the self. Today, Bab Dada is seeing the rulers of the world of the present and the future. That is, he is seeing the children in the form of them being the world benefactors and also the ones who have a right to the kingdom of the world. To the extent that you become a world benefactor, accordingly, you become one who has a right to the kingdom of the world. In order to attain both these rights, you especially need the power to transform the self. From Amrit Vela until the night, use the power of transformation in your activities. The first transformation. As soon as you open your eyes, I am not this body, but I am a soul. This is the thought of transformation at the beginning of the day. The timetable for the whole day is based on the first thought. If you do not transform your first thought, then throughout the whole day, you will not be able to be successful in your own self-sovereignty or in bringing about world benefit. Use the power of transformation from the first moment of the day. Just as deity souls, that is, Sattva-Pradhan souls, come from the Brahm element and enter a part, that is, they incarnate at the beginning of the world, in the same way, Amrit Vela is the first moment of the day, every day. Therefore, in this first moment of the day, as soon as you wake up, the first thought you should remember is, I, the Brahmin soul, has incarnated in order to celebrate a meeting with the Father. This powerful thought will become the basis for elevated thoughts, elevated words, and elevated actions. The first transformation is, who am I? So, this foundation is the basis for the power of transformation. After this, the second transformation. To whom do I belong? With whom do I have all relationships? From whom do I receive all attainments? First of all, there is a transformation of the body, and then the transformation of the relationships of the body. And then, on the basis of relationships, there is a transformation of the attainments. This transformation is called easy remembrance. So, you can claim all rights from the very beginning on the basis of the power of transformation. After Amrit Vela, whilst carrying out all your physical activities through the body, which transformation is necessary through which you can become a constant easy yogi? Always have the thought, I am a living, most elevated idol and this is a temple. This body is the living temple of the living idol and I am decorating the temple. Bab Dada's most beloved idol is seated in this temple. And Bab Dada himself remembers the rosary of the virtues of this idol. Bab Dada himself praises this idol. This is a special temple of such a special idol. To the extent that an idol is valuable, accordingly, on the basis of the idol, the temple also becomes invaluable. So, what is the transformation you have to bring about? Not my body, but this is the temple of Bab Dada's valuable idol. You yourself are the idol, and you must continue to decorate the temple as the trustee of the temple. On the basis of this transforming thought, the consciousness of mind, that is, body consciousness, will be transformed. After this, always have the form of your being a godly student in your consciousness. What is the special transforming thought you need for this? A thought through which the study of every second and the dharana of every invaluable word create an elevated reward for the present and the future. For this, you constantly need the transforming thought. I am not an ordinary student, and this is not an ordinary study. But Baba comes from the faraway land to teach me directly. The versions of God are my study. The elevated directions of the one who is doubly elevated are our study, and every word of this study is one that enables me to earn an income of multi-millions. If you do not imbibe even just one word, then you have not just missed a word, but you have missed out on earning an income of multi-millions and on an elevated reward for many births and on attaining an elevated status. You should have the transforming thought, God is speaking and I am listening to him. Baba, in the form of the teacher, has come for me. I am a special beloved student. This is why Baba has come for me. Where has he come from? Who has come? And what is he teaching? Imbibe these elevated transforming thoughts at the time of class every morning and then study. This is not an ordinary class. Do not see the person who is relating the words to you, but remember whose words they are. Keep that one in front of you. See the incorporeal father and the avyakt father in the corporeal form. So, do you understand what transformation you have to bring about? Let us go further. We have studied the study. What do we have to do now? Now, we come to the part of service. In service, whatever type of service it is, whether of the household or your interaction with others or godly service, whether it is your household and your lokic relations or whether they are relationships on the basis of karmic bondages, whilst doing service in the household, have the transformative thought, I am now living a life where I have died alive, that is, lokic karmic bondages are now finished. Do not continue to move along whilst considering them to be karmic bondages. You become tied in that bondage by thinking and saying, karmic bondage, karmic bondage. But now, because you are living a life where you have died alive, then according to Srimad, the relationships of lokic karmic bondages become the basis for relationships for service. They are not karmic bondages, but relationships for service. In relationships for service, if you imbibe the knowledge about the various types of soul and continue to move along whilst considering them to be relationships for service, then you will not be troubled by those bondages. No matter how sinful a soul may be, how detrimental he may be, do not have feelings of hatred for the storks. Do not have distaste and do not be disrespectful, but do service whilst stabilizing yourself in the stage of being a world benefactor, being merciful, and having feelings of compassion. Consider them to be relationships for service. to the extent that you serve hopeless cases, accordingly, you will claim a right to as many prizes. You will be remembered as the famous world benefactors. You will claim the prize of being a peacemaker. So whilst in a household, instead of karmic bondages, they are relationships for service. Have this transformative thought. But whilst doing service, do not have any attachment. Sometimes even doctors become attached to their patients. Relationships for service means those who have the form of being a tyagi, that is a renunciate, and a tapasvi, that is one engaged in deep meditation. The qualifications of a true server are renunciation and tapasya. In the same way, when interacting with someone, you do that according to the directions for the livelihood of the body. But the main basis should be for the livelihood of the soul. Do not forget the livelihood of the soul because of the livelihood of the body. Whilst interacting with everyone, there should be the balance between the livelihood of the soul and the livelihood of the body. Otherwise, the interaction with others will become a net of Maya. The more you spread such a net, the more you will be trapped in it. Whilst increasing your wealth, you should not forget the method of remembrance. In the same way, when interacting with someone, you do that according to the directions for the livelihood of the body, but the main basis should be for the livelihood of the soul. Do not forget the livelihood of the soul because of the livelihood of the body. Whilst interacting with everyone, there should be the balance between the livelihood of the soul and the livelihood of the body. Otherwise, the interaction with others will become a net of Maya. The more you spread such a net, the more you will be trapped in it. Whilst increasing your wealth, you should not forget the method of remembrance. The method of remembrance and the increase of wealth should both go together. Do not set aside the method because in the same way, when interacting with someone, you do that according to the directions for the livelihood of the body, but the main basis should be for the livelihood of the soul. Do not forget the livelihood of the soul because of the livelihood of the body. Whilst interacting with everyone, there should be the balance between the livelihood of the soul and the livelihood of the body. Otherwise, the method of remembrance and the increase of wealth should both go together. Do not leave aside the method because of increasing your wealth. This is called the transformation from Lokik physical karma into the stage of being a karma yogi. I am a combined form of interacting with others and doing it for the sake of God. If you have this transforming thought constantly in your consciousness, then your mind and body will continue to earn a double income. You will continue to receive physical wealth and also continue to accumulate the imperishable wealth through the mind. At one moment, through the one body, you will be able to earn a double income through the mind and the body. So constantly remember that you are the one who earns a double income. In this godly service, constantly think about the mantra of being an instrument and have the consciousness of Karanhar, that is, the one who does everything. You must not forget Karavanhar, that is, the one who gets everything done through others. Then, in service, you will constantly be constructive. Acha. Now we move a little further. You come into connection with many types of people as well as things and material comforts. In this also, instead of having corporeal feelings for people, imbibe feelings for the soul. Imbibe an attitude that is free from attraction to things and material comforts. The things and material comforts will then serve as the servants of those who have an attitude free from being attracted, but they will trap those who are attracted to such things like a magnet. Then you will not be able to become free even if you wish to. Therefore, in connection with things and material comforts, transform that into feelings of the soul and an attitude free from being attracted. Go even further. When you see or use any beautiful instruments of the old world for temporary happiness, you become influenced by those instruments. If your spiritual endeavor, that is sadhana, is based on the instruments, that is sadhan, you should consider it to be like a building built on a foundation of sand. What will the state of that be? Whenever there is an upheaval, it will fluctuate again and again. When it collapses, it will be destroyed. Therefore, bring about the transformation of the instruments being perishable and your spiritual endeavor being imperishable. You cannot have imperishable spiritual endeavor based on perishable instruments. The instruments are just to be used for the namesake, but it is your spiritual endeavor that is the basis of construction. So, do not give importance to the instruments, but instead, give importance to the spiritual endeavor. Always have the consciousness that you are the embodiment of success, not the embodiment of the instruments. Spiritual endeavor will enable you to attain success. Do not forget being the embodiment of success by being attracted to the instruments. Whilst seeing all the lokic things, whilst listening to all the lokic things, and whilst seeing all the lokic scenes, transform the lokic into the alokic, that is, be the embodiment of knowledge and take the aspects of knowledge from them. Do not engross yourself in these things, but go into the depth of knowledge in them. So, do you understand what transformation you have to bring about? Acha. Now, go even further. Acha. Now, go even further. What else now remains? Now, your sleeping still remains. Sona, to sleep. Sona also means gold. Sona means to go to sleep in the golden world. But now, transform your way of sleeping. Do not sleep on your bed. So where will you sleep instead? You will sleep in the lap of Baba's remembrance in the world of angels. Tour around in your dreams. Transform your dreams and also transform your sleeping. Change everything from the beginning to the end. Do you understand how you have to use the power of transformation? This year's gift is the power of transformation, self-transformation and world transformation. It is with the lift of this gift that you will bring world transformation close. Everyone gives greetings for the new year, but Bab Dada is giving you greetings for the new year in advance to constantly bringing about a newness in the intensity of your effort. Congratulations for the newness of the new year, for the new sanskars, a new nature, new zeal and enthusiasm, for having an elevated thought of making the world new, and for constantly having the elevated thought of giving everyone the blessings of Mukti and Jivan Mukti. Congratulations for saying goodbye to the old sanskars, the old behavior, the old supports, and everything of the old. Acha. To those who bring about world transformation through their own transformation, with the power of transformation through their every karma, to those who make every second, every thought, and every action new, that is, golden aged, to those who make it elevated and satopradhan, to those who show a new miracle in the self and in the world in the new year, to those who make that which is even now considered impossible for the self and the world easily possible, to such souls who are constantly the embodiment of success, to such elevated souls who have the attainment of all success, love, remembrances, and namaste from Bab Dada. Bab Dada was then meeting a group. Challenge everyone in such a way that even against their wish, their heads bow down. The more you remove attachments in all directions, the more you will be able to issue a challenge. To disobey the godly maryadas means to remove yourself from the clan. Just as you pay attention to the essential things in life, just as there is no life without that, in the same way, this godly life is not a life if there are no maryadas. The more you stay within the maryadas, the more elevated you will become. You have to make this effort. Are all of you loving, or are you also the form of power? Nowadays, Bab Dada needs the Shaktis. Those who are just loving do not attain so much success in service or in overcoming their own obstacles. Now, the Shakti army is needed. Now, just the part of the final service remains. Do you know which part that is? That of the form of Shaktis. You are doing service, you are moving along, you find it easy to give the message. Now challenge everyone in such a way that even against their wish, their heads bow down. How is that challenge possible? The more you remove attachments in all directions, the more you will be able to issue a challenge. Because of having attachments, you are not able to issue a challenge. Now, the boat is moving, but there is no speed or spirit. You are moving along, you have not stopped anywhere. You are going across, but you are lacking in the speed and spirit that you should have. Now, what will you do in order to increase your speed? How will you increase your speed? When you have economy in both your time and your breath, you were told that with economy, you will become Eknami, that is, those who always remember the One. If you do not have any economy, then instead of becoming powerful, it goes to waste. Because of it going to waste, you are not able to become powerful. Now, you must first of all learn economy. The more economical you are and save wastage, the more powerful you will become in everything. If you are powerful in everything, what can you not do? Firstly, you must maintain the consciousness, and secondly, you must maintain power. By maintaining power, you are able to increase courage. With the consciousness, you are able to increase the speed, and with power, you are able to increase the spirit. Always think that you have to become a sample. You should not become something seeing the example of others. You yourself must become a sample so that others who see you can become the same. Otherwise, they ask, how can I become that? What shall I do? You yourself must become an example. What shall I do? How shall I do it? All this is the old language. If you yourself are transformed, your language should also be changed. Everything should change. When you hear things of the past, you step away from that. When you step away from hearing all things, you will automatically step away from the things of the past. The more someone knows how to step away from the old things, the more he becomes an elevated star. You step away, but you still remain trapped a little. Ancient souls should always remember the things of the past. What did I do a kalpa ago? What did the Shaktis do a kalpa ago? We attained the perfect stage a kalpa ago too. The memorial of the challenge issued a kalpa ago is remembered in the temples in the form of the blowing of the conch shell. There is the memorial of the challenge in the non-living temples. Remember them. Now, the obstacles should melt away in the same way as snow melts away under the rays of the sun. The obstacles should be melted away by the Shaktis. You must now perform such a wonder. Change your stage here before you go. Bury all your weaknesses in Madhuban for 5,000 years. Just as in the olden days, people used to bury money, in the same way, all of you should bury your weaknesses before you leave here. You must not bring them again for 5,000 years. Acha. Om Shanti.